This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing now. Stop.
And we covered this story for you yesterday when it was breaking, a Fox News alert. Deadly police ambushes skyrocketing since the beginning of the year.
Yeah, and brand new disturbing numbers come as we learn more about the NYPD officer who was executed very early yesterday morning, sitting in her patrol car in the Bronx right after New York City celebrated the 4th of July. Marianne Rafferty is in Los Angeles with details on that.
Good morning. She gave her life doing what she loved. Colleagues say being a cop meant everything to NYPD officer Miocitos Familia. And after 12 years of service to her city, the 48-year-old mother of three was assassinated simply for the color of her uniform.
She was sitting in the vehicle, and he came up and fired around into the vehicle. So I don't know if anything else could be more unprovoked than that.
Familia's killer, Alexander Bonds, shot dead by officers nearby shortly after. Authorities say he lived a life of crime and incarceration and had a burning hatred for the law.
This kind of violence against police officers cannot stand. We need the public's help. We need each and every one of your help. We need the media's help. We need the folks on the street corner. We need the people in the apartments. We always need your help to watch our backs as we watch yours.
Familia's murder comes at the height of a deadly year for cops. The statistics just this year alone, horrifying. Officers assassinated in 2017, up 18%. The National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund report 67 officers have been murdered so far this year, suggesting a grim trend. After a total of 135 officers were killed in 2016, the deadliest year for police in 5 years. Tributes now pouring in for Officer Familia, her hometown in the Bronx area of New York, remembering her as a hero this morning.
Further reported as is that the gunman's girlfriend observed some erratic behavior and responded. I mean, she saw something and she said something, but police could not get to the shooter in time. In a call to 911 around 9 p.m. on Tuesday night, the girlfriend of Alexander Bonds described him as acting in a manic, depressed state. This according to Fox News. He was rather paranoid. The New York Times reported the girlfriend said his behavior had alarmed her as she followed him down the streets. When police arrived, Bonds was gone. He had returned from work around 7:30 that night and started drinking with friends. A neighbor told the newspaper Bonds visited a psychiatrist back in June. His girlfriend, explained to the police. Bonds told the doctor cops made him nervous and anxious. This was an addition to the report from the New York Daily News. Bonds' aunt, Nancy Kurz, told the Times he'd been diagnosed with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. He'd been on medication, but had been admitted to a Bronx hospital just last week after a June breakdown. He had been to Bellevue Hospital Center several times over the last 15 years, according to Kurz. The NYPD has been in the process of providing more protection for police officers. More than 2,000 patrol cars have been armed with bulletproof doors, and the first 500 pairs of bulletproof window panels arrived last month, according to the Times. So, sadly, a NYPD officer is gunned down as she's sitting in the car because of the color of her uniform. It is a sad day, to say the least, not only for NYPD, but, this is a situation and, that affects all law enforcement across the country. Officer Miocitos Familia had been with the department for 12 years. She was 48 years old with a daughter in college and twins. Familia had been assigned to the RV-style truck station on East 183rd Street. The vehicle was placed there permanently to deter violence and shootings on one of the most dangerous streets in the Bronx. Our prayers and our heart goes out to her family and her children, survivors, and for NYPD as well, and other police officers across this country. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're looking at 5 minutes 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That remains our mission, ladies and gentlemen. All hands on deck are required. 6 out of 10 say America is on the wrong track. And I say, okay, what are you going to do about it? I had a lady the other day ask me, she goes, Bill, what am I supposed to do? I said, well, get involved. You got to confront the issue. I said, do you know who your senator is? No. Do you know who your congressman? No. Well, it might start there. That might be a good start. Find out who they are and, you know, kind of like what Jenny Beth Martin, the Tea Party, has done. They've set up a program to where, you know, for 5 minutes a day, and even you pick any day. You don't have to do it every day, even one day a week. And you do something. You activate your citizenship. This is, you've got to put something into the game. If you have nothing invested, then what do you care happens? It's just going to happen to you. And you are not being proactive on behalf of your children and the legacy that you're going to leave behind. That's my bit of encouragement to you. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. Rahil Raza joins us, president of the Council for Muslims Facing Tomorrow, author of the book Their Jihad, Not My Jihad, award-winning journalist, public speaker, activist for human rights, featured in the award-winning documentary Honor Diaries. Rahil, good to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me, and happy Independence Day 2 days ago.
Yes, thank you so much. Rahil, your book, Their Jihad, Not My Jihad, if we can, address this for just a moment, because that is the number one question that most people have about Muslims. I mean, most people are encouraged when they hear you speak because you are you're reasonable. You want to come and be a part of the solution. And you encourage those of us whose arms are open and welcoming to the Muslim community that says, like anybody, we ask the question, are you friend or foe? And, you know, we want people to be a friend and part of the solution. We love the culture that and the attributes that come with the Muslim community. What we don't love, like what President Trump said in Warsaw this morning, is that we just don't love people that want to do us injury.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Nobody loves people who want to do injury. And you were just a minute ago talking about citizenship. And I as an immigrant myself, I understand that citizenship is a privilege. Mm-hmm. It's not a right. We earn it, and it comes with a sense of responsibility. And part of that responsibility is loyalty to the land in which we live and in which we call home. Mm-hmm. And this is something that needs to be passed on to the next generation of young people growing up here. And whatever issues they have, because no country is perfect, no leader is perfect, it can be solved in a democratic way by, involving oneself in the politics of the country and finding democratic ways in which to agree or disagree. And this is the beauty of the West, the liberal values that we came here for. the freedom of expression, the freedom of choice, the freedom of religion. You know, Muslims living in USA have more freedoms than Muslims living in some despotic, theocratic countries, where they are forced to follow whatever it is that the despots and the theocrats rule. So these freedoms are really a huge luxury. They are such a privilege. And we need to work hard to make sure that they remain. So when the leader of the country, when the president of the country, whoever he may be, implements certain policies that are for the long-term safety and security of the country and the citizens, which includes, of course, Muslims, then we should think about that, be respectful about that, use reason and logic instead of having knee-jerk reactions.
Exactly. Well, as a Muslim woman, you have said that Trump is right on the travel ban. Break that down. And I'm sure you're getting a lot of contention from people that want to see this purely as a Muslim ban, not a travel ban.
Yes. So first of all, I have said very clearly that it's not a permanent ban. It's a moratorium, and there is a difference. It is for a fixed amount of time. It is only until, as I said, the policies for safety, security can be sorted out. And it is for the long-term vision and the long-term future of the country. So, yes, I do support it. It's something that I had suggested in Canada, where I'm a citizen some years ago, in order that we can sort out whatever our policies are on the ground. So as a Muslim woman, I don't look upon this as a ban on religion. I look upon this as something to do with the region, because five of the countries that are mentioned on this executive travel ban are failed states. Iran, of course, as you and I know very well, has been at perpetual war against the United States. But the other five are failed states. They are entrenched in radicalization, internal conflicts, and they could combust at any time. So it is a precautionary measure. And let's also be very clear that it sends a very strong message to other countries that are trying to export their terrorism to the West. And we only have to look back at this past year to see that the jihadis, the global jihadist insurgency that is at play in the world, has been successful in the West, because that is their aim. They have said very clearly that they are at war with the West. Don't take my word for it. This is what their words are. They have no shame in saying that. So why should we feel in any way embarrassed to implement policies that are for the safety and security of our people and our countries, which is our first priority and should be our first priority?
And I don't know how the leaders can look in the faces of the families who have been victimized by people who have come into this country to do it harm. And to your point, leaders like Assad himself, his words, he said that, you know, as people would come in and immigrate and migrate into the United States, that with the group of refugees would come people that would be insurgents and would want to do us harm and fulfill a jihad that they've been called to execute.
Well, yes, we have to listen to some of the Muslim leaders who have supported President Trump's travel ban and said that, yes, you know, this is not something that needs to be done. And let's also remember that he's not the only one who has put a ban or a moratorium on people coming into his country. Other countries have done that. Kuwait has stopped people from coming in. There are Muslim countries and countries who think of their long-term future and security, and they have stopped other residents and citizens from other countries from entering their own countries. So unfortunately, there is such a knee-jerk reaction to anything that President Trump says or does, so it doesn't matter. They are not listening to the message. They are actually reacting against the person. So I think that they need to take a deep breath and step back and understand that as a democratically elected president of the United States, he has every right to implement policies that are for the long-term betterment of the country. And again, remember that this is about region and not about religion.
Exactly.
Otherwise, I, as an observant practicing Sunni Muslim, would have taken objection to what he said. But I don't, because I understand where this is coming from.
Well, and to your point, 50 Muslim leaders, when President Trump visited Saudi Arabia, and he was there they basically gave him some credence and approved of him. And I think they felt like, well, America's leadership was now back in play again, and he seemed to get a lot of support from them, and I'm sure that must have validated you and, you know, the ideas that you've been putting out there as well. Raheel Raza, we've got more from her after this.
Phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far my love can go, just how deep, how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look at my hand, look at my side. If you could count.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez
Live. If you
want. Hey, it's all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen. I come at you fresh every day, Monday through Friday. Our commitment to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with Raheel Raza continues, a Pakistani-born Muslim human rights activist featured on Real Time with Bill Maher. And she has been saying, even before Donald Trump, that there needed to be a moratorium on immigration from Muslim countries. Radical Islam, she says, is a numbers game. Raheel, break that down. When you say it is a numbers game, what do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean more that it's an ideology. You know, I am on the advisory board of a think tank called the Clarion Project. Mm-hmm. And their mandate is that we must expose radical Islam, but also give voice to human rights activists and to reformist Muslims. And that is the balance that is needed because, you know, radicalization comes from an ideology, and terrorism is only one of the byproducts of radicalization. So what needs to be targeted is that ideology. This is not a war of weapons. It's a war of ideas. And we have been saying this for over two decades now after 9/11. You know, the idea was that we need to attack the ideology. So the Clarion Project has produced a video, a short 14-minute video. It's called By the Numbers. And it's brilliant because it breaks down the mindset and the ideology of many Muslims all over the world and how they think about implementing Sharia laws. What do they think about honor killings? What do they think about women's rights? What do they think about, you know, allowing terrorists into the West? All the different questions that we have on our mind. And it breaks it down to show that there are, unfortunately, large numbers of Muslims living in the West, you know, whether they're living in Europe or Canada or America, who have that radical mindset. Now, the important thing that comes out is that they are not terrorists, that they are not going out and attacking people, but their ideology and their mindset is definitely influenced by either the Wahhabi Salafi ideology, which comes from Saudi Arabia and Qatar, the Muslim Brotherhood, or Khomeinism. And these are the three factors that actually play into the radical ideology. They are the cause of political Islam, of radical Islam that we see happening today. And it's taken a long time for ordinary people to actually understand the difference between the spiritual message of the faith, which is what I follow and which millions of Muslims follow, and the radical ideology, which also, fortunately, millions follow. So we have a silent majority of Muslims who are not terrorists. They want to live their day 9 to 5, but they're not speaking out because they're afraid. You have seen what happens when people speak out. Mm-hmm. We want to encourage them to voice their opinions because now you will see that there is a backlash. And, you know, that is never a solution. Racism and bigotry against Muslims because people are angry or against anyone else is never a solution to the problem. Mm-hmm. When we think of how we want to react to radical Islam, we have to ask us the big question, what is the solution? Is racism and bigotry the solution? If it was, then it would have been fine, but it's not the solution. Right. We have to attack, we have to isolate the ideology because it is like a virus. Mm-hmm. And any doctor will tell you when there is a virus, you need to identify it, isolate it, and then eliminate it. And this is the mandate of our organization and the work that we do with Clarion is to expose the problem, educate the masses, and then eliminate the problem. We are at the very first level of exposing the problem. And, of course, we have huge pushback from the regressive left and the extreme right. There are two extremes, one that says that there can be no reform in Islam and the other that says that, you know, all Muslims are terrorists. And there's another side that says there's nothing wrong. You know, everything is fluff stuff and everything is wonderful and everyone is wonderful. But that, unfortunately, is not the truth. Among all people, there is good and evil. And we know that. Yes. And it's very clear. It's a black and white. We have been taught that there is a difference between good and evil. And as a Muslim, I am told by my holy book and by my prophet that when there is evil, you have to condemn it. You have to condemn it with your words. You have to take actions to do something about it. And you have to uphold good and condemn that which is evil. And that is what I believe that I do in my work, to expose those who are trying to harm humanity, those who are killing innocent people, no matter who they are. We have to speak out, even if it comes from within my own faith. And so this is a very tough job, as you can imagine, because we get stuck between the two extremes.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you're a bridge, and you, for a time such as this, have been appointed to be that bridge between the Muslim community and the West, because the West has been confused. You know, they see radical Muslim, they see, the Muslim faith, religion being hijacked by radicals, and they're nervous. I mean, you know, how do they, you know, who do they trust, right?
Yes, I don't blame them for being confused and nervous, because everybody is. And, you know, the messaging is so subtle, and how do they know, you know, who is good and who is not and who wants to harm us? So, yes, the education and information about this is very important. And I would actually urge everyone to go to theclarionproject.org and, you know, sign up for their newsletter, because this is how information is given. And, you know, I write for them regularly as well. What we need is a balanced understanding of what exactly is happening in the world today. And once we understand that, we are able to, at least start introducing policies. And this is what I'm hoping that President Trump will do, is have a roundtable set up on radicalization, in which Muslims and non-Muslims will come together, and we will talk about policies in which we can find solutions to the problem. You know, when fascism and Marxism and communism was there in the world, the whole world came together to fight it. Now it's Islamism. Yeah. Which is no different from fascism.
Well, and just like that, though, Rahil, it took a while for the international community to come alongside, number one. Number two, the history books tell us that roughly 10% of Germany was radicalized, and they controlled the 90% by being so radicalized and so passionate and so brutal. So we've seen this before, right?
Remember that.
I'm sorry, say again?
And the silence of the majority allowed that 10% to promote their agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this is what we are afraid of. We don't want the silence of the majority to cause the 10% or whatever percent it is to have their narrative as the loudest narrative. And that is why it's important that we as Muslims be the frontline speakers, the frontline warriors in this battle against radical Islam, because it stems from within our own faith, our own communities, and it is our first responsibility to stand up and speak out, and we should not feel ashamed to do that. Mm-hmm. Every community, every faith, every religion has gone through its traumas, has gone through its reforms, and so we are now Muslims, are at the very edge of what they need to do in terms of reforming the way we understand, implement, and practice the faith in our lives.
Exactly. And, Rahil, what can we do? What can, non-Muslims do to encourage that 90% that wants to live in peace?
Well, first of all, you know, the most important thing is for everyone is to understand the difference between Islam and Islamism, as I just pointed out, you know, between those who are following the spiritual message and those who are following political Islam. And sometimes that's difficult. So, understanding that difference immediately creates clarity. Then support the reformist voices, support the progressive liberal Muslim voices, and there are many all over the West who are trying to bring about change, who are trying to speak out, convince the leadership. As you know, you just mentioned at the beginning of the program, people need to find out who their senators are, who their elected representatives are.
Well, and, Rahil, we have to leave it there, sadly. Remind everybody the Clarion Project, where they can go for more information.
Yes, www.clarionproject.org.
Rahil Raza, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Rahil. Appreciate it. Have a blessed day.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
America, great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. That's all right there. And you want to drop me an email, I'll always love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Great news from the Washington Examiner. They are launching a new series, The Race to 2020. This is really fascinating. It's about the people, the places that will define a presidency. And with us right now to talk about it are the guys that are going to get all the glory or all the blame. Right? Daniel Allitt or Jordan Allitt. Daniel's the deputy commentary editor for the Washington Examiner, and Jordan is a documentary filmmaker. Yes, they're brothers, and they're not only brothers, but they're twin brothers on top of that. So great to have you along with us, gentlemen. Good to have you here.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Okay, I did that right, that you guys are twins, right?
We are identical twins.
Well, that's great. Well, I'm glad you cleared that up because you look so much alike over the radio. So that's, you know, that's important for people to know here.
We actually sound exactly alike.
So this is going to be fun, but I will try and do the best I can to distinguish the two voices. Daniel, let's start with you in terms of, the Washington Examiner. I mean, what a project and a great idea, because already there's lots of conversation about the race to 2020. We've had special elections, the Republicans faring much better than the Democrats and even the pollsters had projected, and what you're setting out to do here, I think is just going to be a great examination as we head toward this 2020 race.
Yeah, I think it was pretty clear after the election that most journalists did not anticipate the rise of Donald Trump, much less his winning the election. And many journalists seemed very uninterested in getting to know what motivated his voters. Mm-hmm. You know, they were cast off as racist or sexist, deplorables, of course. And so this is an effort to try and better understand who these people are. Now, we know that there were over 200 counties in the country that voted for Obama twice, mm-hmm. and then flipped to Trump. And we're going to five or six of these counties during this project. So obviously you have millions of voters who probably can't be cast off as just racist. They're probably not very ideological because they went for Obama and then switched to Trump. So who are they? What motivates them? We're going to chronicle that over the course of Trump's first term.
Well, Jordan, as a filmmaker, this has to be quite the project for you, especially to, you know, be in a situation where it's half camera, will travel, right?
Yeah. I've spent a lot of my career sort of giving a voice to the voiceless. And mm-hmm. I know we've talked about persecuted Christians in the Middle East. I've been on your show to talk about
right.
that. And this is similar in a way that we're just going to the people that are often ignored or they feel forgotten by the political class and definitely by the media. We're trying to give them a voice. So we're not going in with an agenda or a template. We're going in and saying, well, you know, why do you vote a certain way? Or what are the issues that are important to you? What are your priorities? And I think, you know, we can learn a lot by doing that.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think what you will be learning, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of strategists to consider this because, Daniel, as you said, quite clearly, is that not only did the traditional guard not understand, maybe even on the Democratic side, and they're still confused, scratching their heads, but if the truth be known, Republicans as well still do not understand the Trump phenomena.
No, and one thing we found in just the first two counties that we've traveled to, we have a little video that we do. We ask everyone that we talk to try and sum up in one word why they think Donald Trump won in their county. And, of course, you get all sorts of answers, economy and Supreme Court or whatever. But the two words that came back more often than any others were hope and change. Mm-hmm. And you know, the prevailing media narrative during the campaign and you know, the election was that Trump won, but it was based on negativity and sort of doom and gloom. But for a lot of people, he represented the candidate of hope and change, which, of course, makes you think of Obama. That was
exactly
that slogan back in the day. And so that also explains why a lot of Obama supporters and voters changed to Donald Trump after 8 years. So.
Well, Jordan, Daniel brings up a good point in terms of hope and change, and that was my first thought, Daniel, as well, is that, you know, this was a moniker for Barack Obama. Interestingly, that Hillary could not grab a hold of it, and it transitions over this multi-billionaire non-politician, one Donald J. Trump.
Oh, yeah. And we found so many people who enthusiastically supported President Obama and who voted for Donald Trump. For example, we were in Robeson County, North mm-hmm. Carolina, which is the most racially diverse rural county in the U.S., about 70% minority, and they have a lot of Lumbee Native Americans there. And we were sitting down with Mark Locklear, who's a lifelong Democrat, and actually as we're sitting there, behind his shoulder, there's a bobblehead of President Obama and a framed mm-hmm. picture of the Obama family,
right.
And yet he voted for Donald Trump. So unpacking that is what this project is all about. And the thing is, there are thousands of people just like Mark Locklear around the country, and we want to go talk to them and see what their reasoning is and who they are.
Daniel, when you're talking, you just started. Of course, this is a very ambitious project with these counties that you have selected. But as you talk to them, even a guy like Locklear, and as smart as he is and as a student of this as he continues to be, can he clearly articulate why America chose Trump?
Everyone has different answers, but for him, it was his premium, health insurance premiums went up. Mm. He didn't like what was going on internationally. I think everyone has different, you know, if you're out of a job, if you don't feel like your president is looking out for your country's best interests abroad, everyone has tangible things, two or three things maybe that will stand alone. And if they feel like their president is doing a good job after 4 years, they're going to vote him back in. If not, they're going to vote for the change, no matter who that person is sometimes. And so for Locklear, he had his premium. He knew exactly how much he was paying every month as compared to before. And he was like, look, I love Obama. You know, he bought into the hope and change, you know, 8 years ago, but he just had to try something different.
Mm-hmm. Jordan, why did you guys decide on these counties? What is so particular that these were the ones that you wanted to focus on?
Well, these are counties that were crucial in a lot of ways. A number of them did swing from Obama, so voting for the Democrats, to Trump this time around. But there are some counties that are sort of have unique reasons for us to focus on them. I know in Salt Lake City, for example, they actually voted for Clinton. But historically, they voted more conservative because in that county, sort of the Donald Trump's past and the way he presented himself, that the character issue still really mattered. Mm-hmm. So we felt like we wanted to highlight that county as well and follow them into the future. So each county has something unique, you know, a unique story that we need to tell.
Yeah, and the county we're in now, Howard County, Iowa, mm-hmm. is the only county, I believe, in the U.S. that in 2012 voted by more than 20 points for Obama and then swung and voted for Trump by more than 20 points.
Wow.
A 40-point
swing. That's incredible.
Yeah, wow. in just 4 years. Mm-hmm. And there is no overriding issue. There's no one issue like perhaps, I mean, manufacturing or immigration. It's kind of a combination of things, but we're actually going to be, the county fair is starting tonight, so we're going to be doing a lot of investigating over the weekend, talking to people about, you know, why they think, you know, so many people switched.
Right. Yeah, you got the county fair starting, so good conversation and very interesting food that goes along with the county fair there, too. We're talking with Daniel and Jordan Allen. More from them on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with the Allitt brothers, Daniel and Jordan, about the Washington Examiner's really ambitious and exciting series that they're doing. It's the Race to 2020, the people, the places that will define a presidency. And, of course, in 2020, many are hoping for a re-election of one Donald J. Trump. But we have some midterm elections, oh, yes, by the way, right in the middle of all that, too, Daniel, right?
Oh, yeah, 2018, of course. Mm-hmm. And we just had the first referendum, perhaps, on the president yesterday. And I think the results, especially in Georgia, took a lot of political pundits by surprise. But one thing we're finding among, you know, to the extent that election was a referendum on Trump, a lot of people are being very patient with the president, a lot of his supporters, and they're going to, you know, they're going to give it a year, 2 years, three, 4 years before they really come down and say, well, he succeeded or failed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we know historically that a lot of independents or undecided, which Trump did very well with, they tend to make up their mind even, you know, days or weeks before an election. So mm-hmm. they expect that they are going to lean one way or the other, you know, just 6 months out. I think they're definitely, like Dan said, they have a lot of patience.
Well, you know, it almost seems like this president is a fourth quarter, last 2 minute of the game type of president because, you know, either that or the pundits and the statisticians have got to figure out how to rework the calculus because either that or make sure that whoever's thumb is on the scale that they take it off because, you know, leading into all this, you're saying, well, you know, hey, the Democrats are going to be born again. This is the defining moment for them. And it really wasn't even close, and as you mentioned, particularly in Georgia, where they spent some $30 million. I mean, this is the most expensive House seat ever in the history of our country. And after all that money, and let's remember what some close to $2 billion for the Clinton campaign, for her failed presidential run. They're spending a lot of money. And, you know, being a marketing guy, we always say that if you don't have the message, then you better have lots of money. But even money doesn't guarantee you the win.
Clearly not. I think a lot of the failure of the media to predict sort of what's going on and what's important to people. I mean, it has to do with the insularity of Washington, of New York. And, you know, I've lived there for 15 years, so I get it. The things that East Coast journalists care about, you know, the palace intrigue of who's up and who's down in the White House, you know, every tweet that goes out by the president, manufactured scandals, even the real ones. A lot of people in the places we're going and throughout the country, frankly, just don't care about these things. They're not on Twitter. Mm-hmm. They don't care about, you know, which advisor's saying what or who's in favor and who's fallen out of favor. They care about results, and they understand, you know, results take time.
Well, is part of the dynamic as well that maybe they're going back to old school? You know, I know when we were growing up, we didn't hear too much about how the neighbors voted. We didn't care. You know, they voted great. They're all part, you know, we're all on the same team. We're wearing basically, you know, the same color jerseys outside, the red, white, and blue. And maybe inside we might be more predominant red or blue, but we didn't make a big deal out of it back then. And of course, whenever somebody seems to know that you have a particular leaning, I mean, gosh, guys, I've been on planes where, you know, heated conversations take place. And I'm going, hey, you know, we're like 30,000 feet over the air. We don't need to go here, you know, right now. This is pretty crazy.
Right.
So I don't know if people are just, they don't want to talk about it. That's what I'm saying. I'm curious if that's what you're picking up as well as you're filming, you know, the people that are going to make a difference here.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, we talked to a lot of people who were not, you know, all that outspoken, especially before the election, you know, about their support for Trump. And they started talking to their friends and people that they assumed would vote for Hillary Clinton. And it kind of came out that, no, they're actually going to vote for Trump. And then they felt like they could come out of the closet, so to speak, and say, oh, I'm going to mm-hmm. support him too.
Right.
So, you know, we know that there are many people who in the pre-election polls, they didn't reveal that they were going to support Trump, and then they did on Election Day. And so I think people more and more are willing to be outspoken and reveal kind of where they're coming from and who they voted for.
Well, Daniel, this has got to be a great opportunity for the Examiner. I mean, as you say, you have found, particularly the Washington media, most would say the mainstream media establishment, is even more detached from the rest of the country than originally you had thought. And is this so, you know, you're about a third of the way through. You've got 9 counties that you're targeting here. Is this, you know, playing itself out to where, you know, you are in fact realizing that there is this grave detachment and chasm between the reality of Main Street and the establishment of the mainstream media and the Beltway?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Dan and I have lived all over the country in Wisconsin and upstate New York, Hawaii, Oklahoma, and now D.C. We know a lot of members of the media who don't actually personally know somebody who voted for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem for them.
Right.
Because they're writing about and speaking about issues that, you know, are supposed to have to do with the whole country, our national issues, and yet they don't even know anybody personally who supported.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9164.
Or the border wall, we become a 50-50 state. And somehow, and I say that's okay. You know, that's okay. I think that's dynamic. There's some great opportunity in the fact that we have that kind of balance. But where can we meet in the middle and be able to apprehend the benefits of both sides to where it's for the greater good?
Yeah, and I think it first starts with conversation and being able to look at somebody and say, wow, you voted for this person and I still think you're, you know, a human being, you know, a person that deserves my respect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not really where things are at, I don't feel like, in our, you know, current state politically. So, you know, we need to know everybody's perspective on these issues, where they're coming from, where their priorities are,
And then I think from there we can kind of move forward.
Well, Daniel, what we've been sensing for a long time, by way of political correctness, and as you guys have been pointing out here, is it's like a spirit of invalidation. You know, if you don't agree with me, then, you know, you're not part of the conversation. Don't even think to come to our reindeer games or our cocktail parties. You're not invited. You know, it's like our culture has been weaponized. I mean, it's bad enough that we have governmental agencies that have been weaponized, but now the culture and the kind of, you know, language that's being brought out there and the contention. I mean, we got, you know, a nut job driving all the way from Chicago to Virginia to shoot up some Republicans. And it wasn't, you know, I'm just going to shoot up some politicians. He said, I want to kill Republicans.
Yeah, and I think that's partly what this project is about, is to tell these stories. Allow, it's more, we want to provide a forum for people to tell their stories to the country. Sort of where they're, what they're thinking about. And that's why I think where the multimedia aspect comes in, we're doing a lot of photography and video, mm-hmm. which can kind of, people can relate to and maybe a bit more, willing to watch a 1 or 2 minute video than to read a long article sometimes. If you can see somebody, we've met all sorts of people who kind of, they don't fit the stereotype of either a Trump supporter or a Trump opponent. And if they can get people thinking, then we've done our job.
Yeah. Well, Jordan, who is this targeting in terms of age? I mean, part of this, I could see where the millennials will jump out on this. But is there a specific demographic that you're going after here?
Not age-wise, because I think everybody, you know, for example, when I mentioned Robeson County and how it was so racially diverse and a rural county and how they swung towards Trump, everybody I tell that story to is very surprised, whether they're a Trump supporter or whether they hate Trump. And so people want to know. It's just they haven't heard of these stories because the media has been unwilling to tell them, or perhaps they haven't done the research themselves. So I think a lot of people, whether, you know, we keep saying this is not a pro or anti-Trump project, and so even people who might be, not necessarily pro-Trump, they're going to be interested to know why people are or why these counties vote a certain way or what the priorities are in different areas of the country where they don't live. So I think it's pretty, you know, pretty wide open, especially, you know, as we come up on certain marks, whether it's 6 months in or certain issues that come up that, people are paying attention to in the news. They want to know, how do people outside of, my base of friends or in my part of the country, how do they feel about it?
Exactly.
And that's what we want to do. We want to, tell that story.
Well, guys, we got to wrap it right there. I look forward to having you back and looking forward to updates on this exciting and fascinating project that you've embarked on with the Washington Examiner, the Race to 2020, the people, places that will define a presidency. Daniel Allitt, deputy commentary editor for the Washington Examiner, his twin brother, documentary filmmaker Jordan Allitt, have been with us on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Bill. Thank you.
Something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.